say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the
in sports, not in the NBA, but there's one out there, a UFC mixed martial arts champion, giving a speech yesterday, shocked the sports world. It went a little something like this.
I'm going to let you in on something. The Democrats just think that they're entitled to the Latino vote. They think that we just have to hand it over to them. That's right. We sure as hell don't. Así mismo. Así mismo. They got to show us what they can do for us, what they can do for our communities. We're not going to buy the same wolf tickets and false promises that destroyed great countries like Venezuela and Cuba. It's not going to happen. You know what else is not going to work for them? Playing Despacito on your cell phone to pander to us. Hell no. You got to give us some credit for having heads on our shoulders. I'm going to wrap this up with some words of Barack Obama. He said elections have consequences. That is true. And those words have never been more true than they are today. We either re-elect President Trump and keep America great. Amen. Or we let Joe Biden destroy the greatest country the world has ever seen. Now, I'm a professional athlete, and I've been one for most of my life, so I've always seen things through a sports lens. That makes Donald Trump our head coach. And before the global pandemic, we were winning Super Bowls. And when you're winning Super Bowls, you don't fire the coach. Doesn't matter if you don't like the plays he runs, the players he puts on the field, or what he says on Twitter. You sure as hell don't replace him for another coach that's been in the business for 47 years at every level and never won a fucking.
That's about the worst censor job I've ever seen, but the message is true. That is Jorge Masvidal, UFC fighter. And you know, I just hope other American athletes realize that by going along with the Chinese communist propaganda, it's not, you know, I mean, you're not going to have anything left. You'll still make the millions of dollars, and they'll be making deals with China to get on TV and all that stuff. But I mean, there'll be no fans. No one will love you. I don't mean that as a personal thing. I mean that as an athlete, as a competitor. You're not going to have people love you like sports fans do. And so it's pretty pathetic that the whole sports world has now indoctrinated and accepted the liberal Chinese communist propaganda, but the UFC certainly hasn't done it. So I've never been a big UFC fan, but if I'll support any sports league now, it's definitely that. The other ones have all sold out to China, so screw them.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Gentlemen, Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com and live at band.video. A lot of news to cover today. We've got political developments. You've got the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden stories blowing up. I think I've got some insight on that with the newly the new developments that we've seen today. More signs that the left is totally falling apart. I got scooped by a buddy of mine this morning on something that President Trump is doing right now with a certain Los Angeles NWA rapper that nobody wants to report on, oddly enough, and he could amplify that by doing something else. I'll get into that. The leftist attack on business in the name of a fake pandemic continues. We'll have news on that. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas are literally going to be releasing videos, I think, as we're live. They may have already released everything they're going to do today. I've got an interesting take on Democrat operative Chris Jacks and the Bernie bros, we'll call them, who have been caught on undercover footage by Project Veritas, talking about violence, you know, gulags and guillotines and such. Trump has an event tonight. Trump is going to have a town hall on Thursday. Now, this is actually hilarious what President Trump has done for tomorrow's town hall. Just another brilliant move by President Trump that we'll be covering that. The discrimination. Really, liberals are the most discriminatory group of individuals. And it's not white privilege. It's liberal Democrat privilege. And they're now kicking you off an airplane if you have a Trump hat or a Trump mask. Boy, you know, I haven't flown since the COVID pandemic hoax because I don't want to wear a mask. And I know they'll make me wear one to go into the airport. So I just refuse. But man, after seeing the way this guy was treated, it makes me want to go on. It's like part of me wants to just get, never fly Southwest again and complain and file a complaint and, you know, demand like a refund for all my miles or something. Another part of me wants to put on a Trump hat, Trump mask, Trump shirt, Trump hoodie, Trump pants, Trump shoes and like play, you know, real Bryson Gray or something and just hop onto every Southwest flight. Incredible. We have that footage coming up. We'll also play the Project Veritas footage. More developments on the leftist terror, what happened in Denver. You know, I don't even want to cover the... Guys, just roll clip 13 for B-roll here, because I'm going to mention this and probably just never go back to it, really. I just don't want to. The Amy Coney Barrett hearings. The Democrats are making asses of themselves. And in this clip that we're rolling, we'll just roll the B-roll of, it's the perfect example, or it's the perfect encapsulation of what this whole thing has been. Amy Coney Barrett sitting there and the Democrats talking the whole time, ranting at her, making their own political points, attacking other issues. It's incredible to witness. And I went and I looked and I went on YouTube and I did, because you can only do times two on YouTube. But you can go do this all you want on YouTube, folks. You go to YouTube, you hit the times two playback, and you can watch. I mean, it's like this for 10 hours. Democrats nonstop talking. Amy Coney Barrett is just sitting there. They really don't even need her to be there. I mean, she might as well just put up like a scarecrow or something, or like a doll. But I'm not a big fan of Coney Barrett, quite frankly. I know her type, and I don't want to insult her. I hope she's a great Supreme Court justice. I hope that she stands for the values that we all hold dear. But I know her type. I'll just go ahead and say it. I know the type. She's a private Catholic schoolgirl. Snobby, arrogant, entitled. And it comes off. And I'm not going to get into her motives for all of her stuff and her resume and things and where she comes from. I'm just going to have the best of hopes for Amy Coney Barrett, and I'm going to hold my tongue. I think you know where we stand on her policies with the lockdowns and the masks. We don't like it. I will say it's nice that she's not wearing a mask anymore. She came out with a mask for day one. She's not anymore, but she just reminds me of the most snobby girls I ever witnessed growing up with. Nose in the air, entitled, better than everybody else around them. And hey, to her credit, she's completely stumping the Democrats and having a winning performance here. So we'll just leave it at that, though. But there's some other clips. I just don't want to get into it. It is what it is. She's gonna get nominated and confirmed. And we'll just have to see what her record is when she actually gets in. I do have guests coming up today. Deanna Lorraine will be in studio. Tyler Nixon will be over the phone for a segment. We've got a developing situation I want to talk about with him in the Mike Flynn case. I've got that somewhere. Yeah, right there. Wow. I mean, there's so many examples that you could point to just show how corrupt Democrats are. Judge Emmett Sullivan. I mean, which one do you start with? I mean, it's like, where do you start? Where do you end? Judge Emmett Sullivan is a total dirtbag. A fascist. So he'll be joining us to talk about that. And then a movement that is, I mean, is it bigger than ever? Does it ever stop? It can't be matched with anything on the left, and that's the walkaway movement. And Brandon Strzok has been doing so much. He gets harassed in the streets. Liberals attack him all the time. He still wears his Trump hat out, doesn't care. Millions, if not billions of views for walkaway now. And so there's so much going on there. He'll give us an update on that. But I think the big story today has to be the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden emails. And, you know, I've had a revelation. And I'm not going to say there's anything nefarious happening here, but, you know, you got to keep your head on a swivel. And I've been around this enough now to have the spidey senses and the awareness about me. And yesterday when I talked about the new allegations with the audio and everything, which there is audio. I mean, I've heard the audio. The tapes are out there and apparently there's more coming. So, I mean, unless those are deep fakes, you know, those are real and pretty damning. But it was kind of odd and it was kind of old news about Obama and the cover up of bin Laden's death and then the faking of the killing, using it for his political advantage, the deals with Iran, the political assassinations. This is stuff we've been covering here. So it's kind of like, what's going on? Why the new developments, you know? And then it hit me. Now, again, I'm not claiming there's individual bad actors here. Maybe there are, maybe there aren't. I mean, I know some of the ones involved. I don't believe there's any ill intent coming from them. But isn't it funny how it's the same thing that happened with WikiLeaks, folks? The Joe Biden emails with Hunter Biden, where they talk about doing business in Ukraine and Hunter Biden clearly being addicted to drugs and to total degenerative behavior, getting paid off in Ukraine, the deals with China. I mean, it's all in the emails. Joe Biden lied through his teeth. It's never been more apparent, and it's all here in the emails. But see, now the full force of the MAGA movement has been distracted by this other story that will probably never really get legs. And that is the allegations or the cover-up that Joe Biden was involved with Barack Obama in political assassinations of SEAL Team 6 to cover up the truth about bin Laden and some other things that Iran had blackmail on Obama and Obama paid him off. That's really all old news. But see, now it kind of comes back. And because it never got legs then, it's probably not going to get legs now. But now the full force of the MAGA movement or the Trump base has been split. And some people are talking about this Biden thing. And then the other people are talking about the Hunter Biden with the emails, which is the big one. And here's how you know. Which story is Facebook and Twitter and YouTube censoring around the clock? That's the Hunter Biden emails, Joe Biden emails. So I'm going to get into that when we come back. And hey, oh, wow. Conservatives and Trump supporters are seeing the story get censored and they're saying, what's happening? Why is the story being censored? Oh, you didn't know?
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share band.video. This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, It's going to be the oases, like Band.video, and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Let's dig into the story of the day here, which you know is the real story. You know is the story of the day because it's target number one of big tech censorship in this current time space. Welcome back into the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, broadcasting live at band.video. I'm Owen Schroyer with you till 6 p.m. Central. I'll be joining Deanna Lorraine at 7 p.m. Central on the 2020 election countdown tonight. She'll be joining me coming up in the next hour. But let's dig in. First of all, let's have a laugh. Let's start it off with a little light humor here. I'm sorry, I'm laughing before I even read the headline. All right, challenge. Try not to laugh when I read this headline, okay? This goes to the crew. Try not to laugh when I read this headline. Trailing in the polls, Trump campaign resurrects Hunter Biden attacks. Trailing in the polls, Trump campaign resurrects Hunter Biden attacks. I mean, there's so much disinfo there, but there's no point in even covering it. It's hilarious in its disinformation, but it's boldness. But here's the New York Post story that is being censored. Now, I'm hearing all kinds of rumors about this, that the Hunter Biden pictures are really just the beginning of what they may release, and there's a lot worse, but we'll have to just wait and see. You know how these rumors go. But the headline is, smoking gun email reveals how Hunter Biden introduced Ukrainian businessman to VP dad. And so it basically just confirms that Hunter Biden was using Joe and Joe Biden was using Hunter, and they were both colluding with Russia, Ukraine, China. It just shows the plays. It shows the operations. It shows the communications. And it shows that Joe Biden lied about the whole thing, specifically this one incident. And it's a complete block, SWAT, rejection of any momentum Joe Biden had. Which, I mean, Joe had, you know, negative momentum. He was creeping up to almost neutral. He was in reverse. He was kind of about to hit neutral. Now he's back in reverse. And so, yeah, you've got the big story, Joe Biden, Osama bin Obama, Obama bin Laden, with the political assassinations that everybody knew already happened, kind of distracting. And then you've got this getting censored everywhere. I've never seen this. Now, I could be wrong, but I've personally never seen this where, okay, yeah, we've seen Twitter censor links or tell you you can't share links in many different ways. Twitter's obviously censored accounts, censored groups. You understand this. I've never seen Twitter act as a buffer where you click. It's almost like they're now a screen on your computer. They're now a filtration system on your computer. Now, I know that we've talked about this and you understand this paradigm and it's already being implemented. But now, if you even click on a link through Twitter, it sends you through a filter before you can go to the link. And it says, warning, this link may be unsafe. So, oh, you see a link, you want to click it, and then it filters that and says, wait, this is unsafe. And then, see, the unsuspecting person is going to see this and say, oh, I think it's a virus. Oh, I think it's malware. Oh, I don't trust it now. Not understanding this is political censorship. This is politically motivated suppression of speech, of news. From Sohrab Amari, an editor at the New York Post, he says, this is a big tech information coup. This is digital war, digital civil war. Yeah. Global, really. I, an editor of the New York Post, one of the nation's largest papers by circulation, can't post one of our own stories that details corruption by a major party presidential candidate, Biden. Now, look, InfoWars is the Dark Knight. InfoWars is he who shall not be named. InfoWars is Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. The New York Post has been mainstream. The New York Post is one of the top shared, top linked, top cited, top sourced news publications, and specifically lately for conservatives in the world. And so this is going to have major ripples, including from Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley. He says, this is amazing. Now Twitter joins Facebook in censoring the New York Post reporting on Biden. You almost get the idea big tech wants to buy this election. Now, this is key. I'll explain why. But yes, Facebook, here's the story from the New York Post. Facebook censors the New York Post to help Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. Bing, 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 bing. This is why it's so key. And I'm not sure I've heard anyone necessarily bring it up in regards to this nature. I've heard this issue get brought up in other ways, but I've never heard it in regards to this exactly. Now, I've got a whole statement from Josh Hawley, and I've got the pictures of Hunter Biden here that just, you know, deserve some questions to be answered. But so here's the deal, folks. One way people or big businesses can contribute to a campaign without cold, hard cash is, I forget, maybe the crew can help me with this. I forget the term for it. But it's basically like, you know, services, something about services, a value of services. So, you know, you could give someone an office space and then they determine what that value is. And that's basically the equivalent of a campaign contribution. So you have to understand what Facebook and what Twitter and what Google and what the rest of big tech is doing right now, censoring anything negative about Biden and everything positive about Trump. We're talking about untold, unreported values of campaign donations that are illegal, quite frankly. But see, they're getting around all of it. They're getting around all of it, and they're just calling it, you know, censoring hate, policy, guidelines, community standards. No, this is big tech's campaign contribution to the Democrats. It's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They're never going to write that off. They're never going to admit that that's what this is. That's what it is. That's illegal. That's criminal. If Donald J. Trump opened up Trump Tower or any of these other things, Chicago, New York, wherever, to Republicans and said, here, use my internet, use my office space and all this stuff, they would then say, oh, this is an unreported campaign contribution. This is unethical. This is a violation of subsection A, B, C, D, E, you know. But big tech does it. And they just say, oh, community guidelines. It's totally illegal, folks. I mean, beyond the free speech issue. It's illegal. It's illegal. It's unmarked. It's unreported campaign contributions. That's the angle. That's the attack. Now, I may read Josh Hawley's whole statement, but I want to ask this before we go to break, guys. Cue the B-roll of Hunter Biden at the DNC. Not to get all conspiratorial, but I'm not seeing anybody else really hit this. Will the real Hunter Biden please stand up? We found the real Hunter Biden in the emails. Who is that? Who is that at the DNC? Will the real Hunter Biden please stand up?
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we don't believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell and to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that might offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
How much value in unreported campaign contributions has Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, the rest, Apple, not put down on paper? That's what it is. It's a campaign contribution to the Democrats that they claim is just community guidelines or fact-checking. That's all a lie. We're in the grips of tyranny, folks, but we're fighting our way out of it, thank God. You know, I want to tell a story real quick before I get to the next news. I early voted today, and, you know, I'm not really sure how to explain the emotions I felt other than just it was like being in a pit of despair where early voting started at 7 a.m. today. I arrived at the polls at 6:50, and there was already a line of at least 200 people out the door, like all the way down. It was crazy. So I'll suggest, and it was like that when I left an hour and a half later. It took me an hour and a half to early vote. So I would suggest if you want to do early voting or anything at all, I mean, I'm not even kidding. Get there an hour, because you're going to wait an hour anyway. So you might as well get there an hour before the polls open. But it's outside. The whole line is outside. And of the, say, 200 people that were there early voting in line, ladies and gentlemen, I was the only one not wearing a mask. Now, we had a special election in Texas here about a month ago, and I looked into the policy of the mask at the election site. They cannot make you wear a mask, folks. So don't think that you have to wear a mask when you go to vote. No, you do not. And believe me, they don't want that in the headlines of voter suppression. So, I mean, pick your own battles, but hell with wearing a mask. Yeah, that's about what it looked like this morning. It took me an hour and a half to vote. I got there 6:50 in the morning. But folks, I'm the only one without a mask. The only one, literally, that I saw. And I saw some people come up without their mask and then they put it on and everything. And I'm just floored. I can't believe. And the irony, all of these people wearing the mask going to vote, it was the most, just a human observation of just social behavior. It was depressing. It was the irony of the symbol of slavery and a bunch of slaves going to line up to vote in an exhibition of mediocrity or an exhibition of futility, really. It's like, oh, I'm voting. I have a choice. Yay. But you have the slave mask on. And so I get up to the point where you enter the building and they've got a guy there, you know, he's masked up and they got everything and he's got a box of masks. He's like, oh, sir, you don't have a mask. Would you like a mask? I go, no. He's like, oh, he was like shocked. He was like stunned. He was like, well, you don't want a mask? No, I don't want a mask. I'm a human. I breathe air. And I've seen the CDC numbers. But I, you know, it's like, do I have to go and cite the CDC numbers in front of all these slaves wearing a mask before I go vote? It already takes me an hour and a half. So that was really depressing. And, you know, it's really quite pathetic. You know, government is pathetic. We're supposed to live in the most advanced civilization, advanced technology, everything here. And a country of 330 million people, you want to know why there's so little voter turnout, folks? Because voting is a pain in the ass. And there's no prescription. It's the easiest thing ever. Hey, I'm thirsty. Get water. Hey, it takes an hour and a half to vote. Get more booths. Get more workers. So for hundreds of people lined up to early vote, they have three people working to move you in. They spray down the computers in between every vote. They give you a finger condom. It's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. And voting is supposed to be uplifting, giving you the feeling of liberty. This is a great freedom I have. This is a great privilege I have. I'm proud to come here and vote. We're all engaged in this together. And you see the masks and you see the social distancing and you see it take an hour and a half and you see them wiping down the thing. There's so much disinfect, disinfect, disinfect. And you're just like, my God. The paradox was very heavy. It wouldn't be that hard to cut down that experience in half, if not more. So you've got 10 voting booths. It was probably less than that. Look at my head. I think it was 8. You have 8 voting booths, and you have 3 people getting people through the door and into the voting booth, and you're scrubbing it down every time, one person. And then you have one person at the door kind of organizing the whole thing. So really 5 active workers with hundreds of people showing up before it even opens to go vote. And here we are in a country of 330 million people, and we can't even figure this out. Folks, our government is a joke. Our government is a joke. The more things we put the government in charge of, the more you know what we are. Up the creek without a paddle. We can't even figure out the simplest solutions. Now, on another note, oddly enough, the early voting is trending bigly. And I don't think it's ever been like this before. And when we had the special election just a month ago, nobody showed up to vote. I mean, nobody. I walked right in, nothing. Zero wait. Today was an hour and a half, and I got there 10 minutes before the polls even opened at 6:50 in the morning. And it was already a line hundreds long. Here's the final note that I'll tell you about this. And the good news is Colonel Allen West is the real deal, folks. I mean, this guy. Colonel Allen West is going to save Texas from going blue. I mean, you have no idea how bad it is. On the ticket today, the Democrats had 10 unopposed races. 10 unopposed races in Austin, Texas. Can you believe that? Unopposed, folks. Unopposed. 10 Democrats. Unopposed. Now, it'll be interesting to see what the final tallies look like, because obviously I didn't vote in those races. Doesn't matter. One person votes in that race, they win. They go vote for themselves, they win. Unopposed. 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 10 Democrats unopposed in Texas, in Austin. Where is the Republican Party? Oh, I know where. They're twiddling their fingers, scrolling through Mother Jones and Right Wing Watch and finding out how bad InfoWars is and how they can get Trump. So thank God for Colonel West, who's already being demonized by the Republican establishment here. And I'm getting more information, too. The Travis County Republicans are basically the laughingstock of the Texas GOP. You guys are pathetic. You really are. And the Republicans that are actually making moves in the party know how big of a joke you are. I'd get out now before you embarrass yourselves, because you're going to be fully exposed. But so that's my story from early voting today. And I'm going to pass this down to you. Everybody's got to vote, folks. Everyone's got to vote. Everyone's got to get out and vote Trump. Make sure you do whatever you have to do it. If you have to get up at 5 a.m. to show up to get it done and get it and be right in and out, do it. We've got to vote Trump. We've got to have this landslide. We've got to save America. And if you are going to vote, I'm telling you, folks, if you don't want to wait for hours, because you're going to wait hours. If you don't want to wait hours, I would show up an hour before the polls even open. You know, come up with your laptop or something, listen to a book, watch a movie. But I would, because you're going to wait hours anyway, you might as well show up an hour before and be one of the first ones in.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
InfoWars.com/show.
Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, I have the breaking nothing burger of the day. Barron Trump tests positive for COVID-19, exhibited no symptoms. Of course, the headline doesn't tell you the whole story. Barron Trump has already tested positive and now has tested negative and never showed one sign or one symptom. So, top story of Drudge, though. Not Hunter Biden with the emails and the crack pipe and, you know, no. Or the censorship of that story. The illegal campaign contributions by big tech. No. We've covered all that in the first hour, ladies and gentlemen. No, Matt Drudge doesn't want to link to any of that that's going on. I've got some other stories. I need to play some of these videos. Real quick, though, ladies and gentlemen, we have a blowout special happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Up to 60% off top-selling supplements, triple Patriot points, and free shipping with your order. And so you have BrainForce Plus on its final run, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Extendowise, final run ever, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Turbo Force, 50% off. All shirts are $17.76. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, those triple Patriot points, the sleeper, ladies and gentlemen, the sleeper. The triple Patriot points. If you don't have an air filter or a water filter, now is the time to get your air filter or water filter. I just actually recommended an air filter to a friend of mine who was looking for air filters and just for whatever reason asked me what the best kind was. And I said, Alexa Pure Breeze. I have three of them in my home. And then they went to find them and found that the best deal was at InfoWarsStore.com for air filters. So, yes, take advantage of free shipping right now on the air filter, the water filter, heavier items, and a little bit more expensive than, say, a bottle of supplements, but you get the triple Patriot points, so you get a lot of kickback with the more expensive purchase at InfoWarsStore.com right now. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, your support there makes everything we do here possible. We're the most banned news organization in the world. Alex Jones, perhaps number one most banned person in the world. I'm definitely top five. So thank you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will continue to deliver the best supplements there at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. You know what? Let's go quickly, since the Barron Trump Nothing Burger story is trending right now, to clip eight. Here's President Trump today talking to the American people, saying it's time to get back to normal.
We must allow lower-risk Americans to resume normal activity. The unscientific lockdowns pushed by left-wing politicians are needlessly destroying millions of lives. They decimate livelihoods and lead to suicide, drug overdose, depression, heart disease, delayed medical treatments, and reduced life expectancy. The cure cannot be worse than the problem itself. And that's what a lot of states run by Democrats have done to their people. And it's turning out very, very bad for them. These lives must be protected as well.
You know, there's a basketball sitting just outside and above the rim right now, floating, defying gravity. There's actually a couple of them, but specifically this one. And Trump could slam this thing home and have an election turnout unlike anything ever before. In fact, if he slammed both of them home, it would be even bigger. But here's the basketball that's currently hovering outside and above the rim, just waiting for somebody to slam it in. And Trump now has, he's right under the basket, folks. He's getting ready. He's in crouching position. If Trump comes out heavy and hard before the election about reopening, ending the mask mandate, ending the lockdowns, he doesn't even have to get into the COVID hoax, the fake pandemic. He can avoid all that talk. If he hammers reopen, if he hammers no more masks, it's over. That resonates with everyone. Everyone's sick of this crap. And he can pivot and say, Biden wants to keep you masked up and locked up forever. He said so. And then you make campaign ads a week before the election with Biden saying, keep it shut down, keep wearing the mask, and Trump saying, take off the mask, reopen. Done. It's like, again, the ball is sitting right above the rim. Dunk it. It's kind of like, I mean, we're ripping on LeBron James here, but it was like 5 years ago or so where his teammate at the buzzer had the ball under the basket and dribbled it outside, and LeBron was literally stomping on the court like, what are you doing? And this was in the NBA Finals. That's what this is like. The ball is sitting there. All you have to do is dunk it home and you win the game. Say, time to reopen, time to take off the mask, and then juxtapose that with Biden saying, mask up, always wear the mask, keep everything locked down. It's game over, man. And the other ball, and I meant to cover this yesterday, and I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to steal this from Trump. The Libertarians are already on this, but it really doesn't matter. But Joe Jorgensen, who's on the ticket for the Libertarian Party, says, I will pardon the 80,000 people serving federal time for nonviolent drug conventions and send them home to their families. I will dismantle the racist war on drugs by decriminalizing all substances at the federal level. Does Joe Jorgensen listen to the war room? I don't think anybody hits this like I do. I mean, I talk about this almost every day. So the Libertarians can own this, and that's fine. Nobody really will notice. But Kamala Harris has hinted at doing this. Maybe the Trump campaign wants Kamala to do that so they can just show how big of a fraud she is with all the people she's locked up. But this is another ball that is just hovering right above the rim, outside of the rim, waiting for someone to slam it home for total political victory. Decriminalize and end the war on drugs. Decriminalize marijuana. Don't even worry about crack or any of that other stuff. Just decriminalize marijuana, end the war on drugs. Huge political points, huge political victory. Don't let the Democrats steal that, because it's inevitable, folks. And that could even save them from going the way of the dodo bird. Okay, let's go. We have time now. Well, you know what? I'll wait. I'm going to do that. You know what? I'm going to do that when Brandon Strock is coming up. Let's look at this Chinese agent. Oh, that's probably racist. Weiji Zhang. No, she's a good American. Not. Says, okay, again, the COVID panic. Nobody cares, but gee,
has the picture and the highlight, and she says, Trish Scalia, wife of Secretary General Scalia, tested positive for COVID-19. My God. She was sitting next to Kellyanne Conway and behind FLOTUS at the Rose Garden super spreader event. Super spreader. Super spreader. Super spreader. Super spreader. So evil. So demonic. So fake. So anti-American. So anti-reality. This is YG Zhang, the non-communist agent, non-Chinese agent from CBS, who heckles the president all day long. And she says, look at this woman who tested positive for COVID at a super spreader event. Super spreader. Super spreader. Hey, YG Zhang. Hey, Chinese Zhang. Hey, YG China. Hey, Communist Zhang. Hey, YG Kami. Hey, Kami Zhang. Hey, YG Kami. Super spreader event. But did you die, though? But did you die? So it's all this panic. It's all this hype. It's all about using COVID to hyperinflate any story or just, you know, put that little jag into any story and then have the backdrop and the projection of it's all Trump's fault. Super spreader event at the Rose Garden. Super spreader event. Not the Black Lives Matter rallies. Not the Los Angeles Lakers riots. Not the Antifa riots. Not everybody sharing a gas pump. Do they wipe those gas pumps down with an antibacterial every time you use it? No, they don't. Is getting gas a super spreader event? I mean, don't tell YG Kami from CBS. Don't tell Kami Zhang from CBS a super spreader event. But see, what is that really saying? Everything and anything is a super spreader event, folks. But they're in control of the magic word. It's like a wizard's wand, like abracadabra. It's like, oh, here's a BLM rally in the middle of a pandemic. No. Oh, here's an Antifa riot in the middle of pandemic. No. Oh, here's a Los Angeles Lakers riot for LeBron James, the Chinese agent. No. Oh, here's a Trump event at the White House. Super spreader event. Super spreader event. It's like abracadabra. Abracadabra, you're a super spreader. Well, what about you? What about this event over here? What about this event you promoted? No, we didn't say abracadabra. We didn't say Simon Says. We're in control now, super spreader.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I want to go to the latest Project Veritas videos. So, guys, roll a little bit of clip 9, and then I'm going to pull out of that and go to clip 11, and then I'm going to explain something here. Here is the latest from Project Veritas, a Bernie Sanders supporter, a avowed Democrat here, talking about political violence.
And right now, we're sitting here 2 years after we founded our own Shalhoub County.
Joe Biden is presumably left-wing, and he's got a functioning signing
hand. I'm not just the chair of that organization. I'm also a member of the Weld County Democratic Party Executive Committee.
I am confident we can occupy his house.
Hey, I'm also a member of the Colorado Democratic Party's Congressional District 4 Committee.
I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal, because that's morally acceptable in this political environment.
I'm also a part of the Colorado Democratic Party Executive Committee, Central Committee. I'm part of dozens and dozens of other committees, and I'm not just talking about me, because this isn't about me. This is about us. And I got dozens of my friends that went along with me.
You really want to change this country that way with violence? There's only one way to do it.
All right, now that is just the expose of all the comments that he made over time that they have. Here's James O'Keefe confronting Christopher Jax, finding him in person. Here's how that went.
Chris Jax, is that seat taken? How you doing?
This is
you on hidden camera talking about the need to change the country with violence.
It's going to take a strategic hit against the 21% that's in charge.
2020 is a political revolution. I am going to do everything morally acceptable to win.
You guys are amazing.
You guys are truly unbelievable.
Can I quote you?
When you ask somebody a question, what would it take? I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal, because that's morally acceptable in this political environment.
Why do you think that's morally acceptable in this environment, to lie, cheat, and steal?
I am a member of the Democratic Party.
What positions are those?
I'd rather not get into it because it has nothing to do with what I'm trying to say is, yes, I will lie to people who lie to us. I will cheat people who cheat us.
How do you cheat? What type of cheating are we going to be doing in this election?
I can't answer that question. What is your name?
My name is James O'Keefe.
I've heard of your name.
I'm quoting you here.
You are quoting me, and
I'm speaking
to you. You're absolutely right.
Guillotines. That's all I gotta say. Option A, what I'm proposing. Option 2, slicing blades.
Why the obsession with guillotines?
It is a readily known symbol for anybody who has been in any sort of political and revolutionary talk.
We didn't put these words in your mouth.
You're right. You asked the question.
And we have the tape.
We
have the questions. We'll
play
it.
You're right.
So,
and I stand by everything that I said.
Do you work for McCorkle?
No, I don't work for anybody. I'm a volunteer.
All right.
What's your position in the Democratic Party?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's more on this. And, you know, here's what I'm going to say. I give the guy credit. I give Christopher Jax credit. And it's actually, I'm consistent. I just call it as I see it. It's kind of like when I was first covering the alleged kidnapping story, even the leftists and the anarchists, I was like, look, I mean, they at least have a position. They stand for something. They're trying to fight corruption. Now, they may be lost and they may have a totally different approach and all that stuff, but I mean, I think they're real people. You know, obviously, maybe some derangement there, but I think the same thing goes for Christopher Jacks. And the funny thing is, when he's talking in these videos, he says, I'm not against the right wingers. I'm against the establishment. We have the same enemies, folks. We have different methods, different approaches. But, I mean, you saw Chris Jacks. I mean, he sat there and had a conversation with James O'Keefe. He didn't run away. So, I mean, look, I disavow all political violence. I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to fight with these people. We all have the same enemies. But, you know, we got to figure out a way to end this corruption without violence.
Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible eye quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
To hour two of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, streaming live at band.video. Deanna Lorraine joins me in studio now. Deanna sits down and says, there is so much to cover. So I'm going to put you on the spot then. I know you're going to be live tonight. Covering the Trump rally, and I'm sure a bunch of other news, taking calls, but a lot to cover. What is your top story for today, Deanna?
I was just about to create a top story for tonight, but then the Hunter Biden emails broke from his laptop, which I'm sure you've been covering. And that's really a bombshell because it puts everything in jeopardy. And Hunter and Biden is now hiding back in his basement, put the lid on his campaign because of these emails. So you know they're pretty bad. And I don't know. I've been getting ready for the last hour, so I don't know if you've been exposing these emails and the pictures that have been revealed from Hunter Biden.
Sure.
I'm sure you have, but it's not looking too good for either of these Bidens who are going to be going into hiding. Now we know why Hunter's been hiding. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. He doesn't look too attractive in these pictures.
You know, I may be crazy here, but I just can't help but wonder what happened to Hunter Biden, because quite frankly,
like his looks or what?
Well, he looks better when he's methed out and bombed out of his mind in these leaked photos. I'm not even kidding you. He looks better when he's coked out of his mind or whatever he is, passed out, you know, taking these weird selfies that we got in these emails. More's coming, by the way.
Oh, no.
Then he looks. But no, I'm serious, guys. Pull back up the B-roll from him at the DNC. Who is this guy speaking at the DNC? It looks nothing like the Hunter Biden that we see in these photos. I mean, I'm not even trying to be conspiratorial.
Right.
Am I crazy?
What do you think it is? Who do you think it is? No, it doesn't look like him. You're right. It doesn't look like him.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not him. I don't know what I'm saying. All I'm saying is it doesn't look like him, and it's like it's a different guy or something.
It looks like a different guy. It looks like it could be computer generated.
See if we can do a side-by-side, guys.
I mean, yeah, I know there's makeup. There's makeup tricks.
That's not makeup.
But yeah, it's almost like a clay model of him or something. It is weird. It's
really strange to me.
Yeah. Does he look older? Does he look younger? I can't even tell. He just looks different.
That's how I'm saying. He really looks like a different person. I'm not saying it's a different person. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
But I'm saying here he is obviously bombed out of his mind in these photos.
Looks like he's having fun.
And to me, he looks better while he's addicted to drugs or whatever, partying, than he does while he's, I guess, clean and sober speaking at a DNC event. Seriously, give me a side-by-side of Biden, Hunter Biden. Come on, man. I mean, guys, am I crazy? I mean, crew, seriously, like, you guys got to keep me in check. Am I nuts here?
It looks different.
The hair looks different. I mean, everything looks different. What's that, guys? I'm sorry. I need a little. Okay.
It looks different. And there's already, you know, we can already go down the conspiratorial route, because if you look at the, even the comments section of these videos, people are saying the exact same thing. It doesn't look like Hunter. What? Who is this? What is this?
Will the real Hunter Biden please stand up?
It's like a stand-in. He's doing white face.
He's doing white face. Doing I white guess. Face. Hey, he just powdered his face up and had like a nose job or something.
Yeah.
Or like a, maybe he got plugs like his pops.
You know, and it's not that this in and of itself what's been released so far about Hunter himself. I mean, he's doing like promiscuous, raunchy, trashy things. That in and of itself may not sink Biden's campaign, because it's his son. He's partying it up, whatever. But it's, first of all, it's the lying, it's the hiding, and then it's all the financial corruption and the Burisma corruption. And it's what, you know, it's what Rudy Giuliani has said that's also on his laptop. I guess there was like 30,000 emails or something that they've been retrieving, and pictures. Yep. It looks like the whole blackmail extravaganza that's on his laptop. And why the hell would he leave it at the IT guy?
Something else I think happened there.
Yeah.
But you know, the incredible thing about this is just, to me, this is like the story. It's like the poster boy. It's like the poster story of political family corruption.
I know.
I mean, it literally is everything. You want to talk about political families, silver spoon, all that stuff. I mean, it is the Bidens. It's all come out now.
It's everything that they wish Trump had. It's everything they wish that they could find on Trump and his family that they've been trying to find for years, with every single special prosecutor in the whole world looking at Trump, looking into Trump's children. They can't find anything with a fraction of what they're finding with this gold mine in the Biden family. I mean, it's literally sex, it's drugs, it's rock.
Yeah, they try to run sting operations, honeypots and stuff on the Trumps. Never happens. I mean, you don't have to do anything on Hunter Biden. He just does it on his own.
Now, what do you think is Joe, what's Joe going to say tomorrow when he emerges from his cave? Is he going to emerge tomorrow?
He'll do the old thing. He'll discount it. He'll bypass it. It doesn't exist. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. Just a tax. I mean, here's the headline from The Hill. I mean, try not to laugh.
Okay.
Here, try not to laugh. You ready?
Okay.
No, hold on. Get serious with me for a second. Get a serious face on. I don't want you to laugh.
Serious face.
This is very serious. Trailing in the polls, Trump campaign resurrects Hunter Biden attacks. Trailing in the polls. Trailing in the polls.
I mean, the only polls you really have to look at is
the ones that Hunter Biden's strippers are on.
Okay, yeah. Wow, that was good. I didn't even think of that one.
I'd party. Would you party with Hunter Biden?
He sounds like fun.
I mean, I'd pass on the crack, but
yeah,
you know.
For sure. But he looks like he has a good time.
Maybe the Ukrainian money, maybe some of that oil money.
$50,000 a month.
He's got to be popping bottles, limos, everything.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's having a great time. He's got hookers in there. He's got everything, sex, drugs, rock and roll. I mean, he looks like fun. Look at him. Like, looks like Miami Vice going to an 80s party.
It's a party with Hunter.
Right. And, you know, and what's it, you know, Joe Biden just said last week at the debates, he said, that was, you know, from his past, you know, Hunter's done with all the drugs now. That was from his past and he's cleaned up now. Well, I mean, how far in the past are you saying is the past? Is it 5 months considered the past?
But you know, they're obviously, though, really afraid of this whole story. And maybe, so here's what I'm thinking, because, I mean, the Hunter Biden emails are very revealing, obviously, but it's not like there's anything really too surprising here, you know?
For us.
And it's all confirmed, but you know what I'm, what I'm thinking now, Deanna, is that they know there's worse coming from this, and that's why they're getting out ahead of it and censoring it and banning it all across the board now.
Yeah.
Because they know that there's a lot worse coming.
Yeah.
Because I mean, there's so much other stuff they would be going after for censorship. Why is it this story? I think they know there's a lot more out there. And so they want to get out ahead of it now and say it's fake before even worse comes out.
I'm so curious what's in the rest of these emails that Rudy Giuliani said is just totally damning and campaign ruining. I'm very curious what's in it. I think it might be, I don't know, maybe it has to do with human trafficking. Maybe there's some pedo stuff in there. Who knows? But they're certainly banning and censoring everything from social media, from Twitter, from Facebook. They're not allowing this story to be heard, and no one's talking about it in the mainstream media. I mean, no one's really talking about it. Maybe a little bit on Fox News.
No, they're probably not allowed to. I mean, Tucker will, maybe Hannity.
Tucker will. I think Tucker will. But the rest of the MSM is totally disappearing it while Biden, I mean, it's great for him. He gets to go in his cave and everybody just, the media does the spin story for him. So by the time he's emerged from his cave.
And then the big drudge story, Barron Trump had COVID 2 weeks ago.
Was that?
Big whoop. He already tested negative. He didn't even have a temperature or anything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and look out for a new hit piece on Trump, I'm sure, tomorrow morning. I'm sure it's going to be big. They're going to try to dig up something.
Yeah. What are they going to bring back up?
I don't know. They're going to dig up something, something about Melania's shoes or, you know, some leaked audio of Melania trying to get ahead of it. But why? And I like the timing of this because it's 3 weeks before the election. It's not enough time to do a complete spin story. This was, remember what happened to 2016 with Hillary's emails coming out just a few weeks before the election and all the WikiLeaks and everything. Well, this is happening again. Yeah, he really doesn't look the same.
Will the real Hunter Biden please stand up? No, put that side by side. That's a great side by side you guys got there.
That's good.
That's the one I wanted too. Look at that.
Damn.
I mean, did he get a nose job too?
It looks different. I mean, makeup can do wonders, but not that.
I mean, cocaine's a hell of a drug, but it's like he has like vitiligo. He got a nose job.
Right.
He finally had a shave. He had a plugs. No, Joe Biden. What a joke. What a joke. All right, we'll be right back with Deanna Lorraine and more of the War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. The Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at Infowars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Ino, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Introducing Infowars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s.
They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroer, Deanna Lorraine with you, streaming live at band.video. Deanna Lorraine hosting the 2020 election countdown tonight. We'll be covering Trump's rally. I'll be in with you for the first segment, maybe two, and you've got other news you want to cover. Where is that story I wanted to cover here that I know is not being covered? Oh, here it is. I'm not seeing this anywhere. Deanna, I'm not seeing this story anywhere.
Okay.
Trump administration thanks Ice Cube for assisting develop the Platinum Plan. I think that headline's a little jacked up.
Oh.
But basically, you know, Ice Cube is trying to make some things happen in the inner cities to, you know, help lifestyles in the inner cities be better, communities, you know, prosper more.
Go Ice Cube.
And the Trump campaign is working with Ice Cube on this. He's further made comment about this, how the Democrats said, we're not going to work with you till after the election. And Trump's campaign is working with Ice Cube. So, but you can't have that because, see, the New York Times has a headline, can Trump squeeze more from his white base? You know, so, you know, they'll virtue signal or they'll race bait all day long. But if Trump actually wants to work with inner cities or black people, they won't even mention it. Here's Ice Cube's statement from today. If you guys would pull that back up.
Ice Cube worked with Trump administration on Platinum Plan for Black America.
Ice Cube says, I put out the CWBA. Both parties contacted me. Dem said we'll address the CWBA after the election. Trump campaign made some adjustments to their plan after talking to us about the CWBA. So the Trump campaign is actually working with people, but the media won't report that. They'll just say Trump's racist. It's white supremacy. It's all this BS. And Ice Cube, who I think is just kind of all over the map right now. I can't really place him on the map, quite frankly.
Kind of like Yee.
I think that Ice Cube is, you know, figuring, hey, you know what? Maybe this Trump guy ain't so bad.
I wish he would give Trump a little more credit, though, in that tweet, too, because he was kind of like, he didn't really say, well, Trump worked with me. So the Trump.
Well, he probably didn't actually work with Trump. He probably worked with his campaign, I think, is why.
But the fact is, they were willing to work with him when the Dems didn't. They said after the election, which means they don't really care about the black community. But Trump does.
No, so well, if the Democrats did, they wouldn't be in the current state that the black community still is in, which is, you know, desperate for government help. That's what the Democrats have done.
Right.
Tomorrow, you were mentioning how you wanted to, I think we're all upset that there's not going to be a presidential debate tomorrow. Instead, I mean, in total irony, of course, now Biden is having a town hall event. That'll be on ABC tomorrow. And Trump is having a town hall event. I mean, how dumb is that? Biden backs out of the debate.
Right.
Because he doesn't want to have it in person, and then has an in-person town hall, and then Trump's going to have an in-person town hall the same night. Why wouldn't they just debate? I mean, what the heck? But Jeff Greenfield, cry more lib, says the decision by NBC News to run a Trump town hall directly opposite ABC's Biden town hall is indefensible. Actually, it's genius because now no one is going to tune into Biden's town hall.
Right.
Trump will have top ratings that night. And it just shows how Biden basically defeated himself in the second debate by pulling out and then refusing to have a debate. And Trump's going to dominate the ratings that night. So a brilliant move from Trump. So they won't have a debate, but they'll both have individual town halls.
Wait, and so Biden's town hall is going to be in person?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So that, yeah.
Maybe they'll change that. Maybe yeah. they won't do that to not make them look so bad.
I know, right? With plexiglass and everything. I mean, that kind of defeats, that blows open his whole narrative. The whole reason why he didn't supposedly have this debate was because he wanted to have it virtually. So now, I mean, this is ridiculous, you know? And why would Trump want to participate in a virtual town hall when you know it's going to be? It's going to be him reading from a teleprompter, him getting fed the notes. And if they don't talk to him tomorrow night at this town hall about the whole Biden, if they don't ask him tough questions about Hunter Biden, then the jury's out. I mean, come on. There's just nothing. There's nothing.
Oh, they won't ask him anything on ABC News. Who's doing that? George Step on All of Us?
Right.
I wonder who's doing that one. I think it's Savannah Guthrie for Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious at that point. But I'm really curious to see what the ratings are going to be like between, because it's really a showdown between him and Trump. I'm pretty sure Trump's going
to
dominate.
Oh, absolutely. Biden, nobody goes to Biden's event. You know that.
I have to watch it sometimes so we can critique it on the show, but I can't even get through 5 minutes of it, 2 minutes of it. I mean, he doesn't have any enthusiasm. He has no energy. And there's more of these Trump supporters at his events than Biden supporters. There's just no one there.
Yep.
Everything is orchestrated. The honking of the horns, you know, I think they're just, it's like an audio of horn honking.
Oh, you're talking about, where was he at a drive-in rally? I guess it was Ohio, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the drive-in rally in Ohio. Yeah. I was told there were 14 cars there. News reported there were 30. Someone that was there on the ground said, I saw 14 cars. Mm. And then you had the Trump supporters that were there chanting that outnumbered the Biden supporters either way. But you know, it's funny you say that because I heard that. I was like, oh, here comes Joe. And they all start honking their horns. I'm like, wow, that is the most fictitious way of pretending there's energy and support is just people honking their horns in
a loop.
Yeah. And it's got like there's an echo chamber, too.
Yeah, and they never show the cars. I mean, if they were genuine cars and supporters and there were a lot of them there, they would show the cars at some point, you would think. But they usually don't even show the cars. And it sounds like it's on a loop.
Yeah, they're probably crowning like news vehicles and like, you know, staff and everything too.
Yeah, of course. I think this was the rally, though, if you call it a rally, where he said, you're trying the best you can, but you just can't make it work. Did you see that?
I can't even keep up with all Biden's gaffes anymore.
He said, you're trying the best you can, but you just can't make it work. It went viral because he clearly said you're trying your breast and he didn't correct himself afterwards. Just trying your breast. Even the news reporters.
I feel like he cashed it in. I think my producer Scott nailed it when he said, ever since they released the 25th Amendment, he's cashed in. He's done. He knows that's his death certificate politically. Yeah,
I think so. I mean, I think they've got to, or they're so cocky and confident that they're going to win via cheating.
They don't have it.
They just have a puppet up there. Really?
I don't think they have the numbers to cheat.
I think the real polls are when you look at YouTube videos of Biden, even on his own channel.
Yes.
All
Twitter.
That's
what I'm saying. How can you really measure? What is a poll? How can you really have a fair measurement? And it's not even equal playing field.
Right.
Twitter, YouTube, these are not equal playing fields. But any Biden video, any Biden tweet, anything promoted by the Democrats, it's all negative. It's all negative responses, all negative reviews, all this stuff everywhere. And that's on a playing field that's been leveled for the Democrats to be successful.
Exactly.
But, you know, again, they say, oh, well, the rally turnout doesn't prove anything. How can you say that? If anything, rally turnout is the number one.
I think so. I mean, if he's saying that he's leading by far in Florida, right?
And Biden is saying that?
Yeah, they're saying that he's in the lead in Florida by many points, by like 10 points.
Yet
he can't get 10 people to show up at his rally.
No.
And even Don Jr. had a rally in 4,000.
Oh, yeah. Don Jr., Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Ivanka Trump, they have bigger rallies than Joe Biden.
How can you deny that? And how can you, when you go to his own YouTube channel, the number of votes to, you know, up likes to down likes and down votes.
Yeah, they
10,000 to one.
They stream Joe Biden event. He has like 2,000 live stream. Like that's like it maxes out at 2K. Right. Trump has like 50,000 minimum, and it's like being broadcast on 500 different YouTube channels and Twitters and everything.
Yeah.
But oh, you know what? The Democrats and the media said you can't do that measurement. Only their polls, Deanna.
But remember,
only the TV polls count.
But he's less liked than Hillary Clinton, and she lost. So.
All they can do is cheat and lie and steal, and that's their plan.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody uncovering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs like band.video and the now redesigned Infowars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that, even though it's a bestseller, because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that, 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible high quality, 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K, so good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I did not know there would be public statements made about what I said on the show in the last segment and before, that there's going to be more coming out of these emails beyond just what you've seen in the Hunter Biden photos and much worse. But I didn't know that Giuliani was about to go public with this. Mm-hmm. And so Rudy Giuliani just made this statement on the Steve Bannon, Raheem Kassam War Room pandemic. Just for the record, our War Room was here first. But
Yeah.
We like Kassam and them. They're good guys. And so here is Rudy Giuliani with this statement, just affirming what I told you from earlier, but he knows, obviously, he had the email. So here, listen to what Rudy Giuliani had to say.
I have to tell you, and this is very sensitive, the stuff that we're in possession of contains 1,000, maybe more, photographs that are highly, highly, anywhere from inappropriate to illegal, and have to be possessed by the Chinese government. If the Chinese government doesn't have these photographs, they're not really a rival. I mean, I did intelligence work. I helped to start the FISA court. I know this business, and I know the Cold War people better than I do the people now. All my FISA warrants were against China and Russia. They have got everything the American people are going to look at in the next 5 days. China's been looking at for a long time.
Now, we'll see what we actually get to look at. You probably don't want to look at it, but what he's really saying here is that China, Iran, Israel, all of them, Britain, anybody, the Epstein people, they have been blackmailing these politicians. They've been blackmailing all these people. And this is just what you're going to see from the Bidens with Hunter. They've been blackmailing them forever, folks. This is how they're controlled. Now, I'm not sure what you're going to actually end up seeing. I mean, the allegations are, you basically saw Hunter Biden like that schoolboy Hunter Biden. You know what I'm saying?
Rudy. I mean, if he's saying it's bad, it's probably bad. But I'm curious, what is there? I mean, if that's like his whole, it's like an Anthony Weiner style blackmail policy on this laptop. That's good news. And I love the heroes over at this IT company too. I mean, they're the ones who turned the laptop in. So they must not be big fans of Joe Biden. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, we got 19 days till the election here.
Oh my God.
I just can't even imagine what we're going to see in the next 19 days.
It's going to be a riot like we've never seen before. I mean, everything's going to happen. Everything's going to come out. But they're not going to lie over and take this. And I think they're going to get more and more desperate to try to cover up Joe Biden's crimes and corruption. And it's going to be, I mean, we see them working in overtime right now with the media and social media and everything. I think they're going to overplay their hand again, just like they did with Hillary. And I think people are going to take notice.
I think this is going to be worse than the WikiLeaks because in the WikiLeaks, you had mostly just text. I mean, you know, it was the text about the pizza related maps and that weirdness.
Yeah,
and
we had kids to code it all.
And the kids in the hot tub for your entertainment.
Spirit cooking.
The spirit cookings with Marina Abramovich, the Podestas and their weird art and their obsession with Jeffrey Dahmer and stuff. So, right. I mean, that was one thing. But for photos, because you know it's not just Hunter Biden. I mean, look, something big is brewing in here in the background. Something big. And I don't know how it's going to go. But, you know, here's an interesting, you know, I'm not sure how to measure this other than maybe radical liberals are starting to see the light here. This is from David French. Folks, David French in the tank for Hillary Clinton. This is a leftist to the extreme, anti-Trumper. I mean, you name all of it. This is David French is the one. And he says this today, speaking of sketchy oppo dumps and online censorship, why is the Steele dossier still freely available and still believed by lots of folks and the New York Post story is suppressed? Folks, for a liberal Democrat progressive Hillary supporter to be thinking for the first time in years.
Wow.
I mean, this could be huge. I mean, you know, because pictures, there's no denying. You can spin text and you can say, they're not. But pictures and then the blatant lies by Joe Biden about them. Ooh.
They could say it's deep fakes. I mean, they can say it's Photoshop. Wow, look at him. Is that him in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Why would he take these pictures, first of all? And who's taking these pictures? I mean, was this for Tinder? Is this for an online dating site? Why is he taking these pictures?
Well, he is obviously not taking that one in the bathtub. You can see both of his hands.
Or his crack pipe.
He could have selfied that one.
I mean, they're going to say this. They're going to say, well, it's Hunter. It's his son. It's not really Joe Biden. And I think maybe they're going to draw this out, and which is smart. I think they're going to push Biden on it to defend and lie some more. when they know that they've got him trapped, and then throw out, you know, more of these images, more of these damning images. So they have him in a corner and there's just no way around it. And he's totally screwed in this corner. That's what my prediction is. Because I think Trump is playing chess here. I think he knows what's in those files.
Well, he probably does. I mean, he talks to Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, I mean, if Giuliani wanted to give him the information, he could.
Yeah.
You know, here's the problem. Joe Biden can rise above whatever Hunter Biden does. And that's fine because, you know, but it's the Ukraine collusion. It's the Chinese collusion. It's the Burisma. It's the political favors. It's the payouts. That's the big story. I mean, Hunter Biden can smoke crack all day long for all I care. I really don't. But when Joe Biden, while he was vice president and in Congress, using his position of political power and influence to enrich himself, to enrich his family, to enrich his son, to do whatever the hell he wants, that's going to hurt. I mean, that's going to hurt him on the Democrat voter side, too. I mean, like I said, if David French is sitting here like, why is this being censored? Then, whoa, the left may be seeing the light.
That's good. And it takes down the media in the same way, and the feds, too. I mean, it shows that they're all cooking for Biden, right? Because this is a cover-up now, too, that's involving the mainstream media, right? They're all covering, mm-hmm. they're spinning for Biden. So it's multiple things that are being exposed. The mainstream media covering, big tech companies covering for Biden, the feds covering for Biden, because they've been sitting on this since December and have done nothing about it. Why is everyone covering for Biden? And if this was...
Yeah, Haspel, Ray,
right,
covering for Biden, maybe even Bill Barr. I mean, it's not good.
Yeah, and if this had been exposed back in January or December, you know, Trump would have never been impeached, too. But this is corruption. I mean, this is what they were accusing Trump of. And this is why he supposedly got impeached, right? You know, meddling with Ukraine, meddling with a foreign government. But it's what Biden was doing, not Trump. So there's a lot of things embedded in here that they're so afraid to come out, but it does take down. And I think it exposes the fact that the media have zero credibility, which is good because this is right before the election, and big tech spinning out of control on overdrive. So I think it's good in it and waking people up in a lot of ways if they're willing to be awakened like that liberal.
Josh Hawley is writing statements, you know, talking about how big tech is violating election law. And so, mm-hmm. I mean, he's moving against these people and he's absolutely right. He is absolutely right.
I mean, I got censored. I'm on a Twitter ban now for a week because I mentioned something about the WHO and the CDC.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, nope. You can't mention the WHO and the CDC.
86% of COVID positives wear their mask all the time.
Right. And then I got another Twitter ban for saying that, you know, that the Democrats are trying to push the Dems to vote early so that they know, you know, they have an idea of how many votes they need to cheat by.
You just hit it too. They have to get the Democrats to vote early because the dirt on Joe Biden is coming out.
Yes, yes.
All right, Deanna Lorraine, you're coming up tonight. Where can people see you?
We cracked the code. Go on Election 2020 Countdown. That's 2020electioncenter.com. We're going to cover this. We're going to cover the Trump rally, the latest in the COVID regulations, and so much more. Go to 2020electioncountdown.com tonight. 2020 Election Center.
2020 Election Center. You need some Brain Force Plus, some coffee from InfoWars Store.
Yeah.
Maybe some Turbo Force.
I need all of it.
From InfoWars Store. All right, we'll be...
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And I might have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet, starve millions of people, and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, at the risk of sounding egomaniacal and arrogant, I just got to say, it is nice watching everybody catch up with InfoWars today. Oh my gosh, Twitter is censoring free speech? Facebook is in the tank for Joe Biden? China and Iran have blackmail on the Obama administration? But now it's so obvious, even Democrats, leftists, liberals, progressives are seeing it and realizing it. This is, I'm telling you, I think we're really beginning to see, this is like, it's like if there was just an earthquake in the middle of the ocean and you just got the first riptide and the tsunami is coming. And I think we did crack a code here. The reason why the Democrats are pushing their people to vote early, because they know there's about to be stuff coming out with Hunter Biden that they can't. Oh, they're going to regret voting Biden. I mean, this is wow. I mean, just wow. Now, look, speaking of Democrat corruption, you've got a judge, Emmett Sullivan, who, I mean, you know what? I'm just going to hold my breath here because this guy is such a traitor to justice. This guy, you can't get this dirtbag off the bench quick enough. And so Tyler Nixon is joining me now to discuss what's going on in the Flynn case, specifically with Judge Emmett Sullivan. I mean, you've never seen more corrupt judges. You've never seen more partisan hackery than you're seeing from these Democrat Obama appointees now. It's sick And so the latest, here's a statement from Greg Jarrett. Judge Emmett Sullivan, without cause, refuses to act on Michael Flynn's motion to dismiss, ignoring the directive of a higher court. He has violated the code of conduct for U.S. judges that imposes the duty to dispose of matters promptly and efficiently. Should he be impeached? Tyler Nixon, should Judge Emmett Sullivan be impeached?
You know, but then again, you're dealing with the high court of the swamp. I mean, the D.C. circuit is so infested with corrupt judges, with partisan judges. I mean, we've seen two of them, and one in Amy Berman Jackson, and now the Sullivan character. It's really, if you want an insight into what tyranny looks like, what it looks like when you have no recourse left, this is where they put General Flynn. This hack, this Sullivan, I mean, in addition to just being a tyrannical, completely arbitrary and capricious judge, his ego must be through. I mean, this is just like, I guess, standard size leftist ego. But for normal people, I mean, who does this guy think he is? He defies his own, you know, higher tribunal in that circuit, the Court of Appeals, and has left this case in limbo and this man twisting in limbo for months now. And I mean, the idea that you're doing justice to this innocent man who is innocent until proven guilty, this general, this person who spent decades putting his life on the line for this country is beyond disgraceful. I mean, these black robe tyrants need to be dealt with through the impeachment process. I mean, I'm hoping this is the one thing, the one silver lining after 4 years, frankly, of being, shanked and backstabbed by the DOJ institutional establishment that has given us everything from the special counsel debacle to the Stone prosecution to this now. If they had dropped it, I guess, earlier, I don't know. I mean, this judge, but whatever the case, I mean, I think the silver lining that we've seen is one thing McConnell has been all over has been getting these judges confirmed, filling hundreds of judicial positions using the Senate just to get it done. I hope that these new judges you'll begin to see an effect, out in the world of litigation. And as I think the righteous side of things get our boots on legally and begin pushing back against the lawfare, the grotesque abuse of high offices as well as the justice system to accomplish cheap political ends and to cover up abuses and frankly crimes committed in office. And this judge, it really is alarming and disturbing to say the least that this person thinks they can get away with this. I mean, what is your solution? And I think his solution, he's dragging it out until he sees what happens in the election. And they think they're going to get a new, Biden, the daft is going to be in there, and they're going to appoint some zealot as attorney general and just, basically kick back into motion.
Forget about forecasting for a second, Tyler. I mean, let's call what we can see here. Clearly, I mean, you have General Flynn and Roger Stone, powerful allies of Trump, and they have sicked the entire system on them, and they've gotten the most partisan hack judges against them. And here's what America should be alarmed at. Forget about the polarization, forget about the politics. The Democrats have now justified being activists on the bench. That's what these are. These are political activists. And these are political operatives on the bench. This is the last thing the bench should be used for, and they're doing it. I mean, you've never seen, they're weaponizing the judicial system. I don't know how else to phrase this. Enemies of freedom, enemies of justice, enemies of America, enemies of truth. I mean, what's the phrasing of this? I mean, how do you even get this into the consciousness?
I tell you, it's tough because it's corruption of the highest order. Because again, I've said before, the last resort you have in our system is the judicial system. We're supposed to have impartial jurists. They're not supposed to bring their political agenda. But, since the Clintons and Obama and frankly, to a lesser extent, Bush, these people for 25 odd years plus years have been basically able to completely just pack, you know, talk about court packing. I mean, we've packed these various circuits with sympathetic judges who think nothing of bringing their, I mean, you listen to Amy Coney Barrett and how she is so meticulous about not bringing ideology into the equation, not answering these questions put to her by these Democrat zealots, frankly, trying to get her to come out and get in line with their position, their hard left ideological positions. Judges are not supposed to do that. And it's been this erosion in the last 20 to 25 years, which is really disturbing because it's, again, the last barrier against just straight up tyranny where you can't get a break in court. You can't go in, you know, you're going to get the Roger Stone treatment and they can get away with it. I mean, look, judges are a law unto themselves in a sense within their courts because there's no review until the case is over. You can't, there's no such thing as appealing within, unless it's some egregious, extremely egregious type of violation, like the judge's incapacity or just, you know, openly hostile at all times. And even then you're not necessarily, you're looking at these people's peers, their colleagues, their cronies, and they're always looking to institutionally protect themselves, which is what we've seen in the DOJ, which is why no indictments, nothing in the Durham, you know, investigation, nothing. You know, this is just another, pig in a poke, I guess, or something. You know, it's meant to distract and to hold out hope to people who are thinking there's going to be justice that comes along. And the damage being done to this system, I mean, at what point do we owe any sort of, allegiance to or duty to obey any of these arbitrary laws that are being passed? I mean, you look at this, if they, God forbid, any of these autocrats, Biden, Harris, and get into power, and they start, you know, as Harris promised to do, passing executive orders to ban, you know, to enact gun control measures, you know, at what point does their failure to obey the law themselves? I mean, you look, for example, at the prosecution team, the Mueller team, 27 phones erased.
Criminal.
Let me tell you something. They raided Roger Stone's
criminal
house at 5 a.m., whatever it was, with a SWAT team, an amphibious, I mean, you know, a huge, big raid on the premise that he might destroy evidence if they don't get in there right away. And they're erasing 27 phones, and that Weissman, that criminal, just awful, treacherous individual said in his book, well, we were expecting the inevitable investigation of our investigation. And it's like, what ethical prosecutor, what ethical investigator would be like, well, we expect an investigation. I mean, these people are absolutely treacherous, evil.
I mean, it's like, you know, we're at the crime scene.
You know how long it takes to erase an iPhone?
I mean, but that's what they're saying, Tyler. They're saying we are at the crime scene while the crime is committed, so we have to erase the evidence because, of course, the crime scene is going to be investigated.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is like, it's like Aaron Zelinsky testified to the House Judiciary Committee from his lawyer's office with his criminal.
Hey, Tyler, we had our other guests cancel. So if you want to stick around for another segment or two, sure, please do.
Absolutely.
So let's finish off this topic. And then in the segment after that. So the next segment, let's finish off this topic. And then the segment after that, let's talk about your response to the Hunter Biden revelations. And then I'll open up the phone lines. Tyler Nixon is with us on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You have 2 minutes. Get to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack. And I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets of pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell. unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers. We're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I want to finish up this discussion with Tyler Nixon and then move on to the Biden email revelations and then open up the phone lines. But, you know, Tyler, this is what Americans need to understand, and I'm trying to think of the best way to narrate this or to present this. And this is what I would say, folks. Judge Jackson knew Roger Stone was innocent. The prosecution knew Roger Stone was innocent. Judge Sullivan knows that Mike Flynn is innocent. The prosecution has pretty much already said as much. They don't even want the case. The judge is the only one holding this case up. So, folks, you need to understand what this is about. These Democrat judges, they're not judges. You can call them whatever you want. You can be completely innocent of a crime, completely innocent of all the allegations or charges being levied against you in a court of law. And if these Democrat judges are on the bench, you're guilty. And even if they know you're innocent of these charges, it doesn't matter. What you're guilty of is having an opposite opinion of theirs. What you're guilty of is being a part of the political opposition. And to them, that is the crime. And it doesn't matter if the actual allegations against you are false. To them, that's the crime, and they're bringing down the hammer of the law. This is criminal. It's impossible to talk about how important this is. It's impossible to really present this for what it really is, other than total corruption of the court. And it's now you're guilty. No more innocent till proven guilty. You get in front of these judges, you're guilty. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah, the conviction rate when you go to full trial in federal courts is upwards of like 97%, I believe. So you have almost no chance of being exonerated if you take it to trial, no matter what the evidence is. Let me tell you something. This is a real problem in this country because we have right now, I don't know where the American justice system turned into the legal industry and then turned into this lawfare free-for-all these Yale attorneys, these Ivy League attorneys, lawyers that are coming, being produced are absolutely just destroying our system of justice and frankly destroying the fabric of our society in a sense and civilization. Because if you can't have justice, if it's just constantly kangaroo court time, whenever you go into and when you have literal partisan hatchet men and women running around posing as prosecutors and bringing and hauling in their opponents and conducting these witch hunt, just ridiculous lynch mob style persecutions, and they get away with it. And where are the bar associations? Where are the state bar associations? Frankly, where are the ethical lawyers out there? Where are the ethical attorneys, the people who used to want to have some credibility and integrity in the profession, who will go after you for every little any kind of little accounting or bookkeeping mistake at the state bar? Yet you have attorneys like Weissman, destroying evidence of his massive abuse of power in basically using the justice system, using prosecutorial power as a political cudgel against opponents and railroading innocent people. I mean, within the Department of Justice, Bill Barr doesn't have to necessarily intervene in any type of situation at this point. But the prosecutors who were put up against Flynn, who maintained the case up until they finally stepped in, I guess, and tried to throttle it back, and at which point, frankly, it was too late. If they don't hold themselves accountable, if we don't see some level of correction within the system, I mean, the credibility, the trust, the integrity, which is all that holds it together, okay? Because they can't have enough armies to come against the entire American citizenry. So, you know, I mean,
doesn't it show, though, that Sullivan wouldn't give up? I mean, Flynn was giving himself up. Flynn was like, I'm done. Like, you got me, but you didn't get me. I'm done. And he kept coming. They're coming for our throats, Tyler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, these are ruthless, treacherous, evil people. And in a sense, I mean, Stone and Flynn are very much like, canaries in the coal mine. To put us all on alert, folks,
yes.
These people are absolutely lawless, ruthless, and they will stop at nothing to destroy anybody who's in their way. And we know that will eventually be all of us.
Yep. That's it right there. Well said, Tyler Nixon. All right. When we come back, another segment with Tyler, we're going to get his inside take from being around the Bidens growing up about the Hunter Biden revelations. And we'll give out the phone number and we'll start taking your calls as well. This is the InfoWars War Room.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. And I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things. And I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
We're in the final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, streaming live at band.video. Tyler Nixon is my guest. Tyler, watching people who, it's a little bittersweet, but I'm not going to lie. It feels really good on the inside. But to see all these, low energy conservatives, moderates, all these political commentators,
Swishes.
Everything. Yeah. Whatever you want to call them. I won't name names or attack individuals, but, for them to finally be like, whoa, the censorship, whoa, this is a thing. What's going on here? This is illegal. Holy smokes. It's like, wow, you're 2 years to the party, too late, but it's still nice to see it. And again, it's bittersweet because it's like, oh my gosh, it's like we just have to wait for 2 years for you slow people to catch up to all this before we can get action, but it's good because I see even leftists realizing it. So there is a process of people awakening to this. And the Hunter Biden emails and the New York Post story being censored is like right now the big snowball that's rolling downhill and picking up steam. But Tyler, you grew up with the Bidens. You knew Hunter when you were growing up. I don't even care if Hunter Biden wants to, do crack and all this stuff. It's really none of my business and it's no skin off my nose. But are you surprised by the revelations that we've seen in the first wave of emails coming out with Hunter Biden and the crack pipe and everything? But more importantly, the clear and present in what my, estimation now or value now is this is the Democrats. This is a campaign contribution by Facebook, by Google, by Twitter to the Democrat Party to censor this for Joe Biden so that it doesn't get out. What is your analysis of all this in this short little cycle that the Biden emails come out? Joe Biden lied about the Ukraine, Biden getting political favors, his son getting political favors. I mean, it's all out there now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say that, that's you kind of touched on the paradox of being an info warrior and tuning in to people, to this network, to you guys who know and see what's coming. It's that part of you wants to know, we're knowledgeable about what's coming, except part of us is hoping it doesn't. So it's like I'd rather be proven wrong.
Yeah.
Because what we see coming is so horrible. And frankly, it's difficult because nobody, we're trying to sound the alarm bell. And so many people just put their head in the sand and are ignorant.
But see, here's why, Tyler, here's why it's bittersweet, because I wouldn't mind if there wasn't disdain. The very people who insult me, insult InfoWars, cheer about our censorship, steal our reports, and then they report what we report a year, 2 years after. It's like, you know, a part of me just wants to be like, F you, man. But look, I'm glad they're waking up. I'm not going to say names or anything. It's like, I'm glad they're reporting it. I'm glad they're waking up. But it's just kind of like, man, just accept that we're right. I mean, just admit it.
Yeah. Well, they're like the guy who's, you know, was the naysayer, the fellow traveler of the parties who are making everything bad. And then, finally, when the S hits the fan, they're running around with their hair on fire, you know, and you're like, okay, great. Thanks for nothing. You know, you've come around, but it's too late. I guess, you know, I come back to the 3% notion that we only need really a small, committed, organized, contingent of patriots to really roll this back. I mean, I think I've said it before and I'll say it again. The left is essentially a Potemkin village of ideology. It's a completely staged fake front that they put up to try to pump it, just like the polls we're seeing these days, just like it was 4 years ago. I mean, honestly, I wasn't tapped into it as closely 4 years ago as I am now. And I was despondent the night of the election. I was working a law firm. I thought Hillary was, I thought it was over. I didn't think Trump could do it. And I mean, I was so elated. And it was just the most pleasant and wonderful, unexpected, a surprise that I had had probably in my life at that point. And I just honestly think that they can't help themselves but to pump up their position. They can't play it smart and energize their own people. And, get us sitting on our asses thinking, it's already in the bag for Trump by saying, oh, Trump's got a commanding lead. No, they've always got to like try to demoralize us and talk us down. So they come out with these, the bogus polls that, oh, Trump's losing. Just like earlier, at the beginning of the show, you had that Hill article. Instead of talking about the New York Post, number one, the censorship of this, number two, the fact of what it reveals about the corruption, direct evidence of the corruption of the Bidens involving foreign entities, but also that, it's just, I'm sorry, I lost my train. Headline? It says,
trailing in the polls, Trump campaign resurrects Hunter Biden attack.
It's just incredible. I mean, I guess what it is these people, you can't maintain the lie, the big lie that they do for as long as they do before people are onto it. And, once you're once you're onto it, once you're wise to it, you're not going back. Nobody's going to be, bamboozled again by this. I mean, they're not going to recover their integrity. People don't take Joe Biden seriously because he spent 47 years disabusing anyone of the belief that he has any integrity or is respectable or is anything but a hollow suited clown. And for him to call Trump a clown on stage in that first debate, I'm just like, oh, Lord. I mean, that with that big chiclet grin of his, and now he's just, literally demented, running around rattled. I mean,
isn't it almost perfect that the Bidens are the one on the front stage, on the front of the page here for the Democrat Party? I mean, isn't it though at this time? Because, I mean, you want to talk about political corruption and it's the Bidens. It's an empty suit who just enriches himself, enriches his family, thinks he's entitled to everything. I mean, the Bidens are literally the poster children. Because, I mean, Hillary Clinton and Bill, like, they're active. Like, they're in it. You know what I mean? Like, they're the Bidens are just siphoning off all of it.
Now, he's always been a barnacle on the side of the, the bad ship Democrat lollipop, whatever. I mean, Biden is, and you're right. I mean, I've been thinking about that. I've thought if there ever was a front man for the complete open degeneracy and dementia, literally, of the hard radical left who is now, he is basically in their grip. Let's face it. I mean, he's not being run. Joe Biden used to at least know enough to try to sound credible and sort of centrist to some extent, even though he was always pushing his BS, marching to the head of the parade of the Iraq war, the drug war, what have you. Just to answer your question, I mean, look, I remember Hunter Biden. It was probably 20, no, not 20, it was about 15, 18 years ago. We were at just this little dive bar in Wilmington. It was a snowy night and a bunch of our friends got together.
You mean like snowfall, like precipitation, or Hunter Biden snowy?
Well, yeah, there was always snow when Hunter was around Vegas. he kind of leveled with me and he looked at me and he said, Tyler, he's like, you don't think that he's don't think that I don't know that you've worked for everything you have and you've busted your, you know, hump and you're just a, you don't have all the opportunities that I've been given and that I've been just handed all this. And you know, it was weird because there was no like punchline to it. It was just like sort of him saying, I get it, you know, and it was a very human moment. And he also in that same night or and at least in around that time period, I remember him saying, I just want to be, I don't want to be known. I want to be anonymous. You know, I just want to be a normal person. I don't want to go into the dry cleaners on Kirkwood Highway and can tell the people across the room are whispering, that's him, you know, that's Joe's son, whatever. You know, and he was never, he's never been, I think, sort of this like soulless politician type. I mean, I think
Well, it makes sense level, with his behavior. I mean, it's humanizing him. I mean, again, I'm not endorsing his drug use. Quite frankly, well, I don't care.
No, but here's the thing. I think this is self-sabotage. I mean,
that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think it's intentional, though?
I don't think it's. I think it's subconscious. I think leaving a rental car with Bo's badge as Attorney General, your dead brother's badge, and a Secret Service card and a crack pipe. Do you think that's not going to be found? I think it's almost like on some Freudian level, he resents his father for being endlessly megalomaniacal and ambitious to where he can't have a life. You just can't have a life. Dad, can't you retire? Can't you just hang it up so I can live a normal life? But, you know, time he's lived in the lap of luxury. I mean, he never wanted for a thing. I mean, they always had the biggest house.
I think Hunter's calling you right now. Is that Hunter Biden on the phone?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
All right. Hey. All right. Hey, Tyler, folks, follow him at Real Tyler Nixon on Twitter. Tyler, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. Parler at Tyler Nixon. Thank you, Owen.
All right, there goes Tyler Nixon. He'll be joining us again, I'm sure, before the election. All right, phone number 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We take calls the rest of the way.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. If you get a lot of sunlight, it's on record to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high-quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American Revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
This water come from? Huh?
Where did it come
where
from?
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 Did it come where
from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, but most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is really incredible. I'm not even sure how to really properly analyze it. I'm probably going to need 24 hours to let this soak in and then I can properly consume it and get all the tastes, you know. But I'm telling you, folks, this it's not. Here's what's weird about it. The Hunter Biden emails are not even what's hitting hard. It's the censorship that's hitting hard. So it's weird that people are finally responding to the censorship over this. It's like, whoa. Big tech is censoring to save Democrats. I mean, it's like Twilight Zone level, but it's, I mean, the analogy that I'm making is like, and it's a good thing that we're playing to win because I wouldn't even be able to function right now. I'd be so irritated. But the analogy is, it's like, if the, you know, the old Mario video game or something, any video game analogy, but, you know, it's the old Mario video game analogy where it's like the entire country just beat level one and you've been sitting here on level 10 and they're celebrating. Oh, we beat level one. Did you see me? I hopped over that turtle and I got that star and I beat level one. Look, I'm on level two now. Woo! And you're like, yeah, I'm on the next world, buddy. But for whatever reason, the censorship is finally hitting. So it's good to see that mainstream conservatives, Republicans are finally getting it. I mean, probably too late, but maybe not. Now, I'm telling you, folks, this is hitting hard. And Twitter's done because they're claiming they're censoring the story because it's hacked material. That's a lie. It's not hacked material. Hunter Biden left his hard drive at this tech company and never came back for it. And their own policy says we now consider it lost. It's ours. So, I mean, they're done. They've been caught. So here's what we find out next. Does the Republican Party have any backbone? Does the Republican Party have any gonads? Is President Trump really finally fed up? That's what we're going to find out now. But you know what? I'm telling you, this is hitting, folks. This one is hitting. This one is reverbing big time. So there's going to be a lot of big developments in the next 24 to 48 hours. And we're going to find out real quick if the Republican Party has a spine. And we're going to find out real quick if there's anybody left in this country that supports free speech. And we're going to find out real quick if there's anybody that actually wants to hold big tech accountable outside of Josh Hawley. Now, Donald Trump has just said, so terrible that Facebook and Twitter took down the story of smoking gun emails related to the sleepy Joe Biden and his son Hunter in the New York Post. It is only the beginning for them. There is nothing worse than a corrupt politician. Repeal Section 230. I actually like Hawley's plan better. Just make it so we can sue these people. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, I got a couple other news stories here. You know what? I'll hit these on the way out. Let's go to the phone lines now. We got the callers lined up. I'm telling you, folks, I'm floored by this. We're talking like a 7.5 on the Richter scale right now with this censorship. So it's weird because we're like taken aback. We're like, we've known about this. Again, we're on level 10. They're just passing level 1. But you know what? I just need to take your phone because I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, this is hitting. This is hitting. And I'm going to try not to be egomaniacal here. I can't help myself sometimes. I recognize that. But it just is what it is. I mean, we have been banging this drum for years. We have been warning America about this for years. And I'm going to be honest. I'm okay, but I got to tell you. When I see people in media that have disparaged me and disparaged InfoWars pick up our story 2 years later and run with it like they're geniuses. It just has a certain spice to it. All right, that's enough of me. Let's go to you. Liberty in Oklahoma. You are on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, brother, you know, it's been a while since we talked, but I'm your pal from Oklahoma. Remember my reports from Ardmore, and then I had two sisters that worked in hospitals when the outbreak supposedly happened, and all these other things. We've talked many times, but it's been a while since we talked. First of all, I just want to say, hey, I'm glad the bodies is back in during the pandemic crackdown. I was totally out, and I love the golf. And I just couldn't play. I was so sore.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know. And as soon as I got my bodies, I loaded up on it for a couple days, and then I went golfing on the weekend. Man, I'll tell you what. I played good, felt good, and just want you to know, people out there.
You know, I used to joke around. We have an InfoWars polo. It's a black polo. I used to wear it all the time. I used to say that wearing that polo would lower your golf score 3 or 4 strokes, but you're saying the bodies has lowered your golf score.
Absolutely. It wasn't 2 weeks ago. Now, you know, the front nine wasn't good, but I shot par on the back nine, and I never shoot par. So
I may have to do that. This is an excuse to go golf because I never have time to golf. Maybe I'll go shoot an ad, and I'll just be like hacking it into the woods, and then I take the bodies, and it's like, you know, a birdie.
Boom. The swing looks better, feels better. It's great. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there and let you know I've been taking bodies now for over a year. I've been taking the iodine, both kinds, for over a year. And now I've got my sister-in-law, my brother, and one of my other sisters all taking turmeric, all taking iodine, and Vasobeat also. So phenomenal stuff. And these are people in my family who I thought would have never bought anything from InfoWars, you know, because they used to call me a clown just 5 years ago.
So, well, they can think whatever they want about our politics and commentary. I mean, the supplements, right. They don't have politics. They just work.
That's right. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to say hi to you again because it had been so long. I don't even know if you remember me, but Liberty Smith. I have 2 YouTube channels now. I don't do a lot on them because I'm not really a YouTuber. I'd rather go to Bryce.
Well, hey, look, I only got 60 seconds left till the break here. What did you want to get into?
Okay, I want to get into, one, the Hunter Biden corruption, just because, you know, all this is coming out, but have not we seen all this other stuff come out too on other people and other things? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Bill Barr's backtracking on everything. What makes us think they'll do anything about this criminal?
I'm not saying they will, but what I am seeing is that people are finally seeing it. I mean, they're actually covering it. They're actually like, whoa, big tech censorship is real, like in a mass scale that I've never seen before.
Well, you know, I live in a little town in Oklahoma. And I've actually seen it here. More and more people are like, I can't believe this stuff anymore. And you know, we're a red state, but we got our libtards even in my little town. yeah. wearing their masks, thinking yeah. it's a pandemic. I mean, it's crazy.
And but you know what? Oddly enough, I think that's been the big catalyst for this whole thing is everybody's turned political with the fake pandemic and the masks, and ultimately they're going to slide one way.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs like Band.video and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning, this broadcast might offend
the easily offended.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
You know, I guess we should be opening up our phone lines for all the conservatives that just realized that Twitter is censoring them. all the mainstream news reporters that just realized how Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube are censoring them. I guess we should open up their phone lines because they got to be wanting help. We're the experts. We had to make 2020electioncenter.com. We had to make censoredbyjack.com. We had to make ban.video. We got newswars.com. I mean, the list goes on and on. More, I mean, we'll continue to create. We'll continue to spawn. So it's like we should be the consultants for all these people that are just realizing that big tech is out to censor them. It's all good. I like being the Dark Knight. Because it allows us to, you know, when you're the Dark Knight, you can still escape into the darkness. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not. Maybe I'm just rambling. All right, let's go back to the phone lines before I say something else that doesn't make sense. Let's go to Jess in Arizona. Jess, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Owen. Just want to say keep up the good work, you and the crew and everyone else. There's a million things that I could probably talk about, but I want to start with saying everyone that's listening to the show, whether or not you buy products or not, if you don't buy any products, I feel it's almost your duty or your job to at least share the articles, share the videos. If you're not going to, like you said, you know, we've been beating this drum for so long, on so many fronts, whether it's politically or just beating the drum of supporting InfoWars, whether it's, you know, with money or by just simply sharing the articles, which is absolutely free to do, you know. And yes, we're being censored, but, you know, that's just one aspect of something to talk about. I wanted to say that I was out here, I guess it was a week or two ago. I was leaving for work in my driveway, and I see a little prop plane flying over, carrying a sign behind it. And I stopped for a second to read the sign, and the sign says, JoeBidenRacist.org. I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
JoeBidenRacist.org? That was in a billboard in Arizona?
Yeah, and I text my friend. I was like, I shot a photo of it. I sent him a text. And when I sent him the text of JoeBidenRacist.org, it went directly to the website, and it has all the, you know, every bit of history from Joe Biden being racist. I thought it was great.
Yeah, we just pulled it up. There it is right there.
It's pretty funny. I mean, it's not funny, but it's a something in the three-dimensional world that we could all see and share, and the plane was just flying around my area here in Arizona. It was awesome.
But well, I mean, people are surprised. I mean, there was that Democrat, we played the video, and he said Trump was racist, and the Trump supporters, it looked like they were young Hispanic gentlemen, and they were like, no, Biden's the racist. Listen to what he said, and then they played him the tape of Joe Biden saying, you ain't black, and he literally was like, oh, my gosh.
Is that real? Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that still worries me, you know, yes, you had mentioned the other day that, you know, there was the Biden event out here in Arizona with nobody that showed up. Yes, that's great. But still, I still see Biden signs all over the place in people's yards, on people's cars, and I'm like, How are you not getting it yet that this isn't the answer?
Don't worry about the Biden signs. I can tell you what happened there. About a month ago, the Joe Biden people, I mean, they had to purchase a million yard signs and basically just mailed them out to anyone and everyone that they had. And so those are just, they literally mailed those things out. So you probably maybe had 10% at most actually put them in their yards. What concerns me is the masks. When I'm at the polls today, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, I early voted today, and I was telling a story.
Yes.
About 200 people in line with me. I was the only one without a mask. The only one. Now, I'm inclined to think, am I the only Trump supporter? I mean, what? Now, I know that's not the case, but I mean, that's how it feels.
I know how you feel. You know, a few months ago when we're in the midst of all this, I finally gave it up. I was like, you know what? I'm going to the grocery store. I'm not wearing a mask. And it was almost just like that little taboo feeling, you know, like you're,
oh yeah, you're the freak, even though you're the human.
Ooh, yeah, exactly. But now everywhere I go now, even to the gym, the store, the this, the that, the wherever, I don't wear a mask.
Nope.
It doesn't matter. I'm fine.
I'm telling you, man. And I'm telling you, people are getting fed up with it. And it's the easiest act of leadership. I'm telling you, man, I saw it. Actually, I saw it a couple times today, one at the gym. Where, because I'm not wearing the mask, but see, people still have that, they still think they have to wear it or whatever, and I can see it. I see it happening in real time, and I think maybe the Trump hat I'm wearing kind of triggers it too, because they're like Trump supporters with the mask on, and then they kind of feel like guilty, like they cucked a little bit. Twice at the gym today, somebody had a mask on, clearly saw my hat, and then I wasn't wearing a mask, and then took their mask off. And it was just like, yeah, just take it off. It's that simple. Just take it off. I mean, it's just strength in numbers, man. The more people just reject this stuff, the quicker we're going to have the victory. Jess, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Black Rant in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Black Rant.
Hey, Owen. Yeah, I want to say, first off, DNA Force Plus. Oh, my God. I first saw that stuff years ago when you guys first, you know, had it, and then you put it out there. I was like, man, this is expensive. I kind of got it on the discount. I'm going to have to get it again because I feel like I'm 20. I just had my 33rd birthday last month, but I feel like I'm 20. It's amazing.
Well, that's incredible. DNA Force Plus is, I mean, it is the most elite supplement we have. It's revolutionary in a way, and it's the leader in the field.
I went to my doctor today, and he was shocked because I have a chronic illness. I've had it from birth, but he was shocked. He was like, what have you been doing? You look even better than when the last time I saw you. And I told him exactly what I was on, all the ingredients that are inside this stuff. I told him about resveratrol. He didn't even know about that, but he's a really expert in his field and what he does. He's really knowledgeable. So we talked about CRISPR, and we talked about some of the stuff that he can give to me for my chronic illness. But then we also talked about the COVID vaccine and how it's almost identical to CRISPR, how it overwrites your genes by injecting you with a virus.
And except that the difference is with the CRISPR system, or you can basically use your own DNA, use your own genes, versus they want to make synthetic genes that they control, like an alien species.
Oh, yes, exactly. It's crazy. But he knew about it, and he was talking out of both sides of his mouth. One side he said, take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And then on the other side he said, well, CRISPR, I can get you into a CRISPR study to help you with your chronic illness. So it's very interesting stuff. Science is not, evil. It's neutral, but there are evil people using it. There are some good people.
Well, what is the name of that? I'm losing the term for it. It's the CRISPR system, but it's using, you can regenerate your own cells. What's the name of it? What's the name of the process? What is it, guys? Stem cell. So this is actually a huge thing nobody's talking about. And I'm glad you brought this up, because I'm talking to some experts in the field on this. Basically, what they're trying to do with these RNA vaccines, we can already do with our own cells, folks. You can already do this with your own cells. And it's like saying, hey, you've got a twin brother, okay, or even a clone, and he has the exact same blood type, the exact same liver that you need, and you need a liver transplant. And it's like, oh, I'm going to go to my clone, or I'm going to go to my brother here. It's the exact match. It's what I need. And then they say, no, we're going to give you this alien liver instead, because we've deemed it illegal to do that. That's basically what they're doing with stem cell research versus the RNA vaccines. They're saying, no, you're going to get the alien treatment versus the treatment that is supposed to be for you and is natural.
Yes. And it's so absurd because, all these guys in these white coats, they get programmed to think that they're doing, I guess, for lack of better terms, God's work. And what they don't understand is they're actually part of a whole eugenics cult, and they just might be at the bottom level, so they don't really know. But really what I called in about was to talk about some of the voter fraud.
Well, you got 40 seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's hundreds and hundreds of these fake ballots going out. They've been caught hundreds of times. But what I wanted to say is that it's so sad because we have a bunch of TV heads, rooting for Biden, and thinking that Trump is bad solely off of the image that the mainstream media has created about him, that Trump is a big meanie. Instead of focusing on what Trump has done, stop thinking about what Trump has said. Focus on what Trump has done.
That veneer is wearing thin, though. That veneer is wearing thin.
Oh, it's wearing totally thin.
Yeah. It could totally crack before the election, by the way. Black Rant, excellent call. Did you guys see that story the crew pulled up? I didn't even know that was out there, folks.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe.
Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share Band.video.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the Infowars War Room, brought to you by Infowarsstore.com, broadcasting live on band.video. I'll be back co-hosting with Deanna Lorraine at 7 o'clock. We'll be covering the Trump rally. I didn't get to this video. You may have already seen it. The story is at Infowars.com. Black Trump supporter kicked off of a Southwest Airlines flight for wearing a Trump mask and a Trump hat. And we're working on actually getting the individual that shot that footage on air, hopefully tomorrow. So I'm just going to put that on pause. You can see it for yourself, or maybe we'll cover it tomorrow. But, you know, it's just unbelievable, the treatment that you get as a free thinker. I mean, that's who's discriminated against in this country. Free thinkers, Trump supporters, patriots. But you already knew that. And, you know, I'm just going to say this before I hit this news and go back to your phone calls. Can you imagine if you had the same response and the same concern over free speech censorship when they censored InfoWars versus when they censored the New York Post? Can you imagine where we'd be now? But now they're calling for action with 19 days left of the election. Good luck. And just, you know, it's just sad, man. It's just sad because we're the wild men in Texas. We're the Western gunslingers. We're the hardcore patriots. And quite frankly, we're just better than everybody else. That they just act like, you know, it doesn't matter. We don't exist. But we do. And, you know, we're kicking ass here. And the beauty of it is it's you listening in the audience. It's the crew. It's all of us together, folks. So this isn't an ego thing. It is, but it isn't. It's ego for all of us. I'm talking about all of us. Everyone listening. Everyone that shares the links. Everyone that's been trying to make a big thing about this. Yeah, you, the audience, you're next year's news today. Okay, final headlines here before we go to the rest of these phone calls. Now, I didn't even know about the story. The crew just happened to pull it up. This was from March. Chinese doctor claim he made a breakthrough in coronavirus pandemic with stem cell injections, having 100% success rate after treating 9 mostly elderly patients. Folks, here's what they're doing. This is the common cold. This is the common flu. It's everywhere. Everyone gets it. Sometimes you get sick. Sometimes you don't. And so they want to make it so that they can inject you with their synthetic DNA modifying vaccine to quote unquote cure the common cold or the common flu, which will actually just turn you into an alien species owned by Bill Gates. Instead of using your own stem cells to do what their synthetic vaccines could actually do. And if you understand why this is important, you understand everything about the New World Order. Just like they don't want you to have free speech, they want to dictate to you what to think. They don't want you to be able to cure yourself or stay healthy yourself. They want to have complete control over your microbiome and over your DNA. Folks, they're turning the human race into cattle to be farmed. Do you get it yet? Forget about the political fun we're having. The New World Order wants to turn you into a cow, a pig, to be slaughtered and used like a human battery, like a meat sack. That's what we're really up against. Okay, now, a couple headlines before we take a couple calls here. The one of the owners of Atlas Gym, that legendary gym in New Jersey that's fighting against this tyranny, he says Governor Murphy has begun to seize our assets, over $250,000 in fines for opening our business and not requiring masks, $15,000 per day ongoing. Unbelievable tyranny. I almost want to go to Atlas Gym to get a lift just to support these guys. AMC movie theaters could be drained of cash by year end. Movie theaters are done. And I realized why. This is all by design. See, a movie theater can air whatever they want. But if it's digital, then there's full control over it. Ah, see what happened? So, believe me, the globalists want your local movie theater out of business because they want to be able to be controlled, in control of what you see, and it'll be all digital. So just know what that's all about. And then, the situation with the Antifa Democrat murder and media murder now, too, is getting really interesting. Denver TV station says it didn't know security guard was armed before fatal shooting. You also have a Denver Post photographer saying that she was with the guy, saying that's my guy. So, I mean, we'll see if the Denver PD want to do a real investigation there because that's... I mean, my goodness, a media company hiring a left-wing thug to go out and commit a murder and then they're trying to cover it up. I mean, folks. Oof. And then this one will really rub you the wrong way. Jussie Smollett to make feature directional debut with James Earl Hardy book adaptation. The film will go into production on October 17th. In New York City. Think about this. Jussie Smollett should be in a jail cell. Okay, he's not. Well, he certainly shouldn't have a job anywhere. Oh, you fake a hate crime, you get now a directional debut that he certainly doesn't deserve. He can't even direct his own fake hate crime. He's so stupid. Think about this. Here's Jussie Smollett. All right, here's your tryout to be a director. Direct your own fake hate crime. Okay, I got caught paying the guys that are black that I said were white to fake it. I got caught with them on the tape buying the rope. I still had the rope on my neck when police arrived. My story was that I was out buying a Subway sandwich in negative 27 degree weather at 3 o'clock in the morning. Wow. And it all fell apart, by the way. Nobody bought it, but hey, he should be a director. So it's like you just directed the worst, most obvious fake hate crime in the history of the world. So Hollywood gives you a directional debut, but just to rub salt in the wound, not only does that scumbag get to be a director now, he gets to work in New York City on October 17th, but you, the peon, the good American citizen, you don't get to work. New York still shut down, but not for Jussie Smollett, the fake hate crime artist. Makes me sick. All right, we can squeeze in a couple more calls here. Brian in Montana. Brian, go ahead.
Talk to you. I got a deal here from a lady I work with up here in Montana, and she called her son yesterday that's in a Sky Residential. It's kind of like a home for people that can't function out in society. And the Dems came in there yesterday and registered him to vote.
Mm.
Yeah.
So Democrats are going into... I mean, I don't know about this facility, but let's just say Democrats are going into mental institutions to recruit voters, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 47 years old, can't read or write.
Yep.
He's never voted in his life, and they went in yesterday and registered him to vote, and he voted for Biden.
I mean, can you imagine how sick a Democrat is that they literally look for any way to take advantage of anybody in society, even the most vulnerable among us? The Democrats see a mental institution, you know, where people struggle and have really need some help, and it's a tough life for them, and, you know, it's tough for the families. And the Democrats see that as a political operation to get more votes. These people are demons.
Oh, yeah, it's beyond sick. Yeah, I mean, it's really beyond sick what they're doing. I mean, they're harvesting votes anywhere they can.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, me too.
To take advantage, I mean, seriously, you know, that's the sickest thing. To take advantage of the most weak and vulnerable people in our society, these Democrats, they're going straight to hell, man. I mean, they are going one-way ticket, express lane, burning for eternity.
Yeah, this was a Sky Residential in Modesto, California. That was the name of the place.
So I'll tell you, they're going to do this again. So look, if you have any friends or family in a Sky Residential or like a mental facility like that, be on the lookout. The Democrats are coming, guaranteed. And if you sit out there and film it or have someone watch it every day, 100% guaranteed, you'll find Democrats recruiting mentally ill people to vote Biden. Guaranteed. Yeah.
Yep. They're doing it.
All right.
Couldn't believe it.
Yep.
Couldn't believe it.
Excellent call, Brian. I'm out of time. I apologize to the other callers. I'm going to be joining Deanna Lorraine coming up. We'll be covering the Trump rally at 2020electioncenter.com. Kaylee McEnany has just been suspended from Twitter. The White House press secretary has just been suspended from Twitter. Is that her official account, guys? Is that actually her account? That is her official account. I mean, folks, I tell you, I'm in a weird paradox of emotions where there's bittersweetness. But folks, I mean, literally, this is total vindication. InfoWars next year's news today. Literally, the White House is behind InfoWars. I mean, literally, we're ahead of the White House on these issues. All right, that does it for the War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.